loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. This trophy is in my hands, and I'm telling you, that is a pretty looking trophy, is it not, Kelly?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh. I mean, it's not even an Olympic medal can rival the beauty of that thing.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yes.
I like to think so. The tape and paper.
The tape is holding up quite well.
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
All right. So You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth until someone laughs. That person loses. Kelly holds the lead 37-35 in the overall scheme of things.
Yeah. I got patriotic jokes. Do you have patriotic jokes?
Nope. Sure don't.
All right. I'm bringing America into this.
You're bringing America.
I'm bringing America. Hopefully, so I feel like I have the support of America because of that.
Hopefully they're funny America jokes. Ah! All right, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Wait. Okay.
We got to prepare ourselves mentally to go into this battle. All right, ready? Kelly, you laugh, you lose.
Yeah.
Loser goes first. What was that, me?
Yep, that's you.
Okay. Kelly, the CEO of IKEA,
yeah,
was just selected as the Prime Minister of Sweden. Did you know that? Yeah, he's assembling his cabinet right now.
Ah, yeah. Because you always assemble furniture from IKEA. Not easy either.
No.
I get it. Hey, Ben.
Yes?
What's the world's number one card game?
What?
Uno.
Oh, because Uno means one. Got it.
It took you that long.
Did. Kelly, at what temperature do car engines work best at?
What temperature do car engines work best at?
Vroom temperature.
That was good. It's cute. Really sassy delivery.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben, my friend Tony asked me not to say his name backwards.
Oh.
I said, why not?
Clever.
Thank you.
What did Snow White say after dropping off a roll of film to get it developed?
What did Snow White say after dropping off her roll of film to be developed?
Someday my prince will come.
Yeah, they will. 100%. Real cute. All right, patriotic jokes coming at you. If you crossed a patriot with a curly-haired dog, what would you get?
What?
A Yankee poodle dandy.
Like that.
Woof.
Kelly, a grasshopper walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Bartender says, hey, we've got a drink named after you.
Yeah.
Grasshopper was like, oh, dang, you got a drink named Bruce?
Cute. I like that. Sounds tasty. I'd like to order one of those.
A Bruce?
Yes. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What's red, white, blue, and green?
What?
A seasick Uncle Sam.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Blech.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Skeleton walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Bars are getting a lot of attention on...
They are.
On this one, yeah. Skeleton walks into the bar and says, hey, I'll have a drink and a mop.
Yeah. That's the punchline, right? Because skeletons don't have skin and stuff.
Yeah, the drink would just fall through.
Yep.
You got it.
That's great.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Some people enjoy a day off on the 4th of July.
Yeah?
But not fire. Fireworks.
Fire does work. Kelly, what do a ninja and a fart have in common?
What do a ninja and a fart have in common?
They're both silent but violent. Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
I like that one. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why are there no knock-knock jokes about America?
Why?
Because freedom rings.
The doorbell?
Ding-dong.
Yep, mm-hmm. Sure does. Kelly, I always knock on the refrigerator door before I open it.
In case a salad might be dressing?
Yep.
It's a classic. I like that one.
Thanks.
Sometimes I like to do the heavy lifting for you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why did the duck say bang?
Why?
Because he was a fire quacker.
Okay. Kelly, where do ducks go for breakfast?
Where do ducks go for breakfast?
Quacker Barrel.
Oh, my favorite. I really love the games there in the shop. Hey, Ben, there was one little boy in the teacher's class who was really struggling in history class, right? So one day, the teacher asked him who signed the Declaration of Independence. Of course, he didn't know.
Right.
So the teacher asked him every day for a week, still couldn't give the right answer.
Okay.
So finally, in desperation, she called the boy's father to come in and see her. And she said to him, you know what? Your boy won't tell me who signed the Declaration of Independence.
Okay.
The father said to his son, come here, boy, sit down. The boy did as he was told. His dad said to him, now, if you sign that stupid thing, just admit it so we can get out of here.
Is there more?
Do you need more? It took me a year to tell that joke.
I know. I lost my place.
It was worth it, though. It was worth it.
Was it?
It was. It was. Dad didn't know either. Did you get that?
Oh, okay.
You're saying, oh, okay. Oh, God. Where are we going? What's happening? Are you out of jokes? You're out of jokes, aren't you?
Kelly, how do you find a blind man at the nude beach?
How do you find a blind man at the nude beach?
Yeah, it won't be hard. I completely lost focus in that dissertation of a joke that you tried to...
Come on now, though. It was good, though. It got there. It got there. It did. It was easy to follow.
Was it?
Was it? If you signed the darn thing, just tell her and let's get out of here.
That is funny. The dad didn't know either.
He didn't know.
I get it. I get it now. All right. It's a struggle some weeks. Some weeks it is. Not going
to
lie.
Listen, you have to be on the same intelligence level sometimes to get my jokes.
I can't always guarantee that case. All right. That's You Laugh, You Lose on DJX.